The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Prepare your ears, your eyes, your mind, your body, and your soul for truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, this is America's platform for real remedy. April 22nd, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. America is a nation of lawyers. We have 1.3 million lawyers in this country. And another 34,000 graduate from law school every year. We're also a nation of lawsuits, as some of you may have unfortunately learned the hard way. But yet, with all of those lawyers, it's amazing what legal cases you'll have a hard time bringing in America. Right now, a left-wing group called the 65 Project is trying to disbar every attorney who helped the Trump administration file challenges to the 2020 election results. Disbar them. The purpose of this is intimidation. Ruined the careers and livelihoods of anyone who makes a legal case the left doesn't like. Don't even give them the opportunity to be heard in court, because you know what? They might win. The American Bar Association, meanwhile, is supposed to be a body that sets professional standards for lawyers. But in recent years, it's just become another zombie organization spouting left-wing politics. It's passing regulations requiring law schools to provide anti-bias training, which is, of course, just a means to inject critical race theory into the curriculum. It's passing other resolutions, too, denouncing any effort to secure our elections as an attack on democracy. So right now, as a country, we have to make a choice. Will our lives and our legal system be ruled by this American Bar Association, or by we, the people? All week, we've been taking a look at various states' constitutions. Today's excerpt is from Section 10 of the Idaho Bill of Rights, and it reads, quote, "The people shall have the right to assemble in a peaceable manner, to consult for their common good, to instruct their representatives, and to petition the legislature for redress of grievances." Some interesting wording there. Instruct their representatives. These days, it's pretty common for elected lawmakers to see the voters as just some big blob that they only have to worry about once every 2 years, or every four, or every six. But it's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be in constant communication with our representatives to tell them what they are supposed to be doing on our behalf, and making it clear what the consequences would be if they failed to listen. But how many of you can say that you sent instructions to your representative even five times in the past year? How about three, or even once? How many of you cooperated with others to send shared instructions? How many made absolute certain that those instructions then reached your representative by meeting with them in person, or a member of their staff in person? Sadly, the truth is, most of us don't take the time to instruct our representatives, to tell them what to do. But that doesn't mean that our officials are just on their own. Make no mistake, somebody is instructing them. But if the people, if we the people don't do it, then that power that inherently belongs to us, disappears and goes to the people who have the resources to pay people to lobby the legislature full time. Big tech, megacorporations, unions, and groups like the American Bar Association. Here's what Section 2 of the Idaho Bill of Rights says. Quote, "All political power is inherent in the people." Government is instituted for their equal protection and benefit, and they have the right to alter, reform, or abolish the same whenever they may deem it necessary. And no special privileges or immunities shall ever be granted that may not be altered, revoked, or repealed by the legislature. You see, we have the power. No bar association, no Dr. Fauci in the health department can take that power away from us. We just have to insist on exercising that power. We have to take agency over our political system. It's not enough just to vote. It's not enough to just listen to this program or any other program. This has to be a constant effort. It's an effort of knowing what the law is, what our Constitution says, knowing what our lawmakers are doing, and what we can order them to do. And most importantly, ensuring that they obey. It's the effort of making specific demands of our lawmakers. Things that make a difference to you and your family and your loved ones and your friends. Things like no more lockdowns. Things like freedom of religion. Things like no more poisonous indoctrination like critical race theory in my kids' schools. No more tranny freak show insanity. No more groomers and pedophiles and sex freaks. Keep your hands off of our kids. And it's about making sure that those demands are followed. 56. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Not 560, not 5,600 or 56,000 or 5.6 million. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Just 39 delegates signed the original United States Constitution, and they launched the greatest political project in the history of the world. This program reaches millions of people every single week. There is more than enough of us to launch a similar political revolution right now. We just have to actually do it. And as America's platform of real remedy, that is exactly what we are going to do. So I am preparing right now a notice that you will find later today at stupeters.com that all of you can now serve notice on our lawmakers, on our legislatures, asking them a very specific question. Who is it exactly that these people are working for? What exact authority does the American Bar Association have? And when the government hires attorneys to defend itself against we the people, who exactly are these attorneys representing? Are they representing them or are they representing we the people? We are going to take the fight to them and find real remedy. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern-day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit Keys to Life.shop. Get your manhood back today.
Well, at the start of the week, we reported on an American Airlines pilot called Robert Snow, who went into cardiac arrest just 6 minutes after landing his plane, only just narrowly missing a disaster that would have killed close to 200 people. Snow's heart stoppage, he believes, and so do we, was caused by this bioweapon shot being falsely referred to as a vaccine, or else lose his job. And since our reporting, Snow's story has been covered by basically nobody. Obviously, you won't see it on CNN. We know that. But you also won't see it on the Fox News Channel. You won't see it in the Wall Street Journal or in dozens of other conservative outlets and podcasts and shows. It's a cover-up happening right out in the wide open. Captain Snow isn't hiding what happened to him. He told the whole story in a YouTube video, only for that video to later be deleted. Jumai Nash, the nurse here in Minnesota, didn't try to hide anything. She lost both of her legs after being forced to take the shot or else lose her job. Not everybody who has side effects from these shots dies. Some of them are still breathing and are begging for the public to pay attention to what happened to them, but the press are united to cover this whole thing up, united to prop up the mass vaccine cult narrative. Steve Kirsch is a tech entrepreneur turned COVID vaccine critic. We've spoken to him several times on the show before, and he joins us now to talk more about this. The media, they are killers.
It's not just Captain Snow's story. It's the whole story. The media just wants to tell one side of the narrative, and they will not talk to anybody on the other side of the narrative because it would totally destroy the narrative. And so things like Captain Snow, who I've talked to yesterday and I'll be talking to more today, there is no doubt that these vaccines caused his injury, and he will no longer be able to fly.
Can we stop calling them vaccines now, Steve? I mean, they're not vaccines.
Vaccines in air quotes.
Okay, got it. Yes, and I get it.
Just so people know what we're referring to. I mean, I could call them clot shots, but there's no doubt in his mind. He started having issues right after he got vaccinated.
How many pilots are just flying around right now having chest pains and other problems that they're having, and they won't come forward for fear of losing their flight medical status?
Yeah, well, the answer is we don't know what it is. But I talked to Josh Yoder of USFreedomFlyers.org, and he estimated that it was somewhere around 30% of the pilots would be disqualified due to the vaccine injections. Now, what they should be doing is they should be screening all the pilots what they should be doing to avoid a disaster where a plane goes down and hundreds of people die. If they're responsible about this, they would screen all the pilots. They would give them an EKG. They would give them a D-dimer test. They would give them a troponin test, and they would give them a cardiac MRI.
And they would give them hundreds of thousands or potentially millions of dollars for lost wages after they strip them of their flight medical status and they're no longer allowed, they lose their career.
That would be the right thing to do. But these airlines don't do the right thing. So when Captain Snow was injured and in a hospital, American Airlines flew his family to visit him in the hospital. That's it. No condolence card, no visit from the CEO who is 10 minutes away. So literally, the CEO is 10 minutes away from the hospital where this pilot went down and was a hero for landing the plane before he conked out due to a cardiac arrest.
But you know why he didn't show up, right? I mean, it's obvious why he didn't show up. He didn't show up because he knows the truth and he's a coward and he doesn't want to face the victim that he forced into this situation.
Yeah, well, there would be a lot of, I would imagine there'd be media coverage of him going down to visit the pilot and then it would leak out. I mean, but American hasn't, I don't think there's been any official announcement of this from American. And, you know, certainly you can't find this in the mainstream news anywhere, as you pointed out. It's only being covered by alternate sources and Substacks like mine, where we expose and we'll actually interview him on camera so you can talk to him and I'll talk to him and ask him a lot of questions about what happened. But clearly, if we did those, we should be doing those tests on all the pilots who have been vaccinated, because they're all at risk. And you don't know, like sometimes, and a lot of times, this damage to the heart is all subclinical, which means you can't tell. There's no external signs, but you can basically conk out at any point in the future because you are in imminent danger. And so these troponin levels can be elevated and people won't know that their heart is being damaged. So troponin is an indicator of heart damage. It's kind of like the your heart gets damaged, it elevates troponin. So after a heart attack, your troponin levels go up, but only by a relatively small amount compared to what the vaccines do. And then it drops quickly down to zero. In the vaccine case, it goes up to very high levels and stays elevated and can stay elevated for months, which means it's kind of the vaccine is kind of chipping away at your heart. And then, you know, this leads to an event that this can lead to an event that happens further down. And it can happen within days after your shot.
And the event just happened to be 6 minutes after these 200 souls were on the ground on that Airbus American Airlines flight.
Yes.
Josh Yoder made a really good point when he was here on Monday, saying if that had happened 7 minutes prior to when it did, he would have been on final. There's no way that anybody in the cockpit would have been able to recover that aircraft. You'd have 200 people dead because of these unconstitutional, communist-like, overreaching mass murder mandates.
We can never say for sure that there would be hundreds of people that died, but we can say for sure that once you're under 1,000 feet and an event like that occurs where the pilot is landing the plane and then suddenly slumps over the control lever like that, that may be an irrecoverable. We just don't know because we
very
don't have
likely.
the history of this, but it's
Josh Yoder's a pilot. I trust him, and he was saying that there's just no way that the pilot would have been able to recover the aircraft at that time or anybody else.
Correct.
You're seconds away from hitting the ground, and when a plane goes from 100 or 200 miles an hour to zero because it's slamming into the ground, it's safe to speculate that people would be dead, potentially everybody on board. You've offered, not that he needs it, but you've offered Barack Obama $1 million. Tell us about this challenge.
Well, he was speaking at Stanford, and I unfortunately found, I live right near Stanford, and I unfortunately found out about it because I was not checking my text messages, and so I couldn't attend. But there's a clip that's been circulating on YouTube where he says that vaccine misinformation is causing people to die. You know, and I agree with President Obama. We totally agree. I mean, all of us misinformation spreaders totally agree that misinformation is causing people to die, and it is a big problem that needs to be addressed. But the problem is that the way the administration and the press and so forth have been addressing it is to say, let's squash the news, let's censor the news, let's deplatform these guys, let's discredit them, let's intimidate them, let's do everything we can to make sure that the public only hears one side of the debate, and our suppression techniques should keep all of this from the public view so they don't see any of it. So they only see the good side and they don't see the bad side. Well, that obviously hasn't worked. Robert Malone went on Joe Rogan and he got 50 million viewers. That's the biggest podcast of all time. So these techniques of censorship don't work. And 2 years ago, UCSF professor Vinay Prasad, it was in Stat News, it was an op-ed saying that, look, people that we disagree with, we shouldn't try to censor them. We should go and discuss this on a fair platform where you can hear both sides of the debate. So he called for this virtually, almost to the day 2 years ago on Stat News. And nobody has agreed to do this. No authority has agreed to be challenged. And it's not for lack of trying, because in Canada, for example, there were three prominent doctors who challenged all the Canadian health authorities. They could bring as many people as they want to the debate, and it was just the three guys, and nobody showed up
from
the
media,
other side.
Do you agree that the media is complicit in people dying by covering
absolutely.
This stuff? Okay, and so what should happen to them? What should happen to anybody? Doctors, scientists, researchers, microscopy experts, people that find things but are scared to come forward for what might happen to their own selves or their license or being taken out to save their own necks. What should happen to these people?
Well, that's a question that society needs to answer, because today the laws protect these people. There's no law that you're breaking by refusing to report the news that you don't like. Right. There is no, just like you have freedom of speech, you have freedom not to speak as well.
I tell people on this program that I have heard that it is safe and effective to go sit in your garage and turn your car on and let it run for 4 hours and they die. I will be held responsible. But hold on. That was just my freedom of speech. What do you mean? It was just something that I heard.
Yeah, but Stu, these the people in the mainstream media aren't going beyond what they're being told by the CDC. So, in a way, they're not turning on their critical thinking skills. They're basically just whatever the CDC says, they basically believe. And anything that I say that goes counter to the CDC just says that, oh, you're not credible because you disagree with the CDC. Yeah. So their fault is in trusting these government agencies, which in the past actually deserved a lot of trust. But today, it's a completely different story. And it's the same thing for me, Stu, that I got the I got two Pfizer, sorry, I Moderna. I was injected twice. I got the main Moderna injection. I got the second one, you know, back in March of 2021 when it first rolled out, and because I was trusting the authorities.
Yeah.
And it was only after I started hearing stories from my friends who were vaccine injured. I mean, the most troubling one was a 28-year-old who said that, and this is just recently, he said, eight of his friends died who are younger than he is. He's a 28-year-old. He said,
and the press is covering absolutely none of it. And I got to go, but I hope that you, I don't think that you will, because I don't think the challenge will be accepted. I'm assuming that you'll be able to hold on to your $1 million, but I hope that you're $1 million lighter after your challenge and that gets taken up, because we need to prove this on a world stage in front of everybody. SteveKirsch.substack.com. When will your deal with Captain Snow be available for the world to see?
Hopefully later today.
Okay, wonderful. SteveKirsch.substack.com. Steve Kirsch, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
We have been giving these warnings since virtually the beginning of the Stu Peters Show. And we know that you, as members of the Stu Peters Show family, are doing the same. In your circle of friends and with your family and your coworkers and in your community, we know that you've been giving these warnings too. But we've warned about a lot of things. The sexual indoctrination of your kids on Nickelodeon. The groomers that want to rape your kids at Disney. The purge of our military. All of these things now coming to fruition. We warned about these pilots I don't know how many months ago. And now another warning. Biden and his tax hikes and his inflation, soon to be hyperinflation, are his only way out to try to explain this payoff of a $30 trillion federal debt. So he's going to come for your money and use that as justification to steal from you. Theft. If you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or in your 401k or in your savings, the money that you've been working for, they're going to come. They're going to steal it. So you need to protect it. Learn how with silver and gold right now. Call this number, 855-647-1372. Get your free gold IRA kit by calling 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at Goldco. They're going to give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. You have to just make the call. You have to. Do the research on your own. Make the call. Tell them right now that you want information on how they can help you, just like they have helped thousands of other Americans to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes and government theft, because they're coming for you. Don't wait anymore. Seriously, folks, write this number down and call them today. 855-647-1372 for Goldco.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalist. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Shots fired with Deanne Lorraine. Marie Z Uncensored. And to the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Well, on Monday, Dr. Jane Ruby reported that anonymous scientists had come forward providing her photographic evidence of snake venom contained in Pfizer vaccine vials and damage to red blood cells caused by the venom. Shocker. Today, Dr. Jane Ruby is back. Now she says that Dr. Zandre Batha has come forward acknowledging that she too has found what she believes to be snake venom proteins in the vials as well. Imagine my surprise. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. Dr. Jane, this is my I can't believe it face.
Well, I mean, there are surprises to all of this, even though the basic foundation, you are correct, is not a shocker anymore. Over the past few days, I've had several meetings with Dr. Batha and Dr. Artis. I've actually brought them together so that they could have a responsible scientific discussion. What essentially is in her findings, Stu, is that over the last 6 to 8 months, remember, for the audience's viewpoint, remember, she is a microscopy, dry and wet blood microscopy expert, as well as being a naturopathic doctor who treats patients. And the majority of her patients in South Africa have taken the jab, and she's treating them for their illnesses and their injuries. But so what happened here is she had the revelation after watching the Watch the Water interview that you did. And then after that, she watched Mike Adams' three-part series of an interview with Dr. Artis, where he lays out a lot more, especially in segment three, a lot of documentation, pharmaceutical documentation. And so what her revelation was, hey, I've been looking at this the whole time. We just couldn't identify. Nobody around the world has been able to say what these particles are. Now she makes the match. And that's why you have to watch the Dr. Jane Ruby show right after the Stu Peters show today, because she makes the match and she shows you how it connects to the snake venom peptides. So I brought in Dr. Artis into the interview for today's show because I wanted him to go through it with me again. It was just the two of us. And we explain to everyone how these match up. Now, the picture that I brought today for your show, which I think is really the you know, the crux of the whole matter.
I see these circles and all this. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, what we're looking at is taken from the Hirschecht Institute, where they lay out their work with extracting from snake venom gland material in a process that leads them to these proteinaceous organoids, these round little bubbly looking things. And as Dr. Batha said, which is really interesting, you know, for months I've been thinking these look like air bubbles or water bubbles, but they're not behaving that way. Remember, she's got the ability to, you know, zoom in hundreds and hundreds of times, thousands of times. So she said it just didn't make sense until I saw these pictures from the Institute, from the work they've done with taking snake venom and moving it through the process. These organoids, Stu, are synthetic peptides, but when they get into the body of an animal or a human, they are able to replicate the toxic activity of snake venom, right? So that's how you make this connection. What you're seeing in the picture below is directly from Dr. Batha's microscope of a chain of custody verified, undiluted Pfizer vial, and you see the exact pictures of these organoids. So we all believe this has been established. Look, you know, we've all kind of taken a hit in the last week or so. We were used to it. You know, a lot of doctors on the front line, in addition to the general public, have jumped ahead. And I hold them to a higher standard. They've jumped out ahead of this without even admitting that they haven't looked at all of the evidence yet, but just on its face saying, oh, you know, this is bogus and it's bull, and Dr. Artis has mental illnesses and all this other garbage. And they've really done a great disservice to the public. So we'll see what their agendas are as time rolls on. But I wanted people to be aware of this. You don't want to miss this show today. We go through all of her pictures. Not all, I should say not all. She's literally given me hundreds of photos, and she's given me three or four incredible videos, Stu. This is where I want people to come to the show, because you're going to be blown away. These are videos of her taking her own healthy blood, putting a droplet of the undiluted Pfizer vial, and then in life, like it's in vivo, these cells are still alive, and you watch their activity when this drop is applied to them. It's frightening. It's chilling, Stu.
Dr. Zandre Batha is a microscopy expert and a blood doctor, correct? That is her profession. That's what she does.
That's how she diagnoses people, with this dry and wet blood microscopy.
I saw this morning. Let's pull it up. Let's put this on the screen. Jennifer Say posted on Twitter, quote, "My husband gave blood today, and they only test the unvaxxed for antibodies. And if they have them, they use their blood as treatment for those at risk of adverse events or outcomes. Why can't they use the blood of the vaxxed that also had COVID? The real question for MDs, what's wrong with vaxxed blood?"
Well, the bigger question is, the American Red Cross has absolutely no safety or screening program in place to rule out spike protein or any other toxic material from the jabbed. And that's what you should all be concerned about, because if you need an emergency unit of blood, you have no idea what you're going to get. I've told you on the show before, you can protect yourself by either giving an autologous blood donation, your own blood, if you have the time to do that, and have it preserved by these blood banks, if you can trust them. And the other idea I have is to identify a blood compatible, type compatible relative, and you make a pact that you would be there for each other if you have a car accident and you're bleeding out and you need a unit of blood. There are also things called plasma expanders. That's not always the best way to go, but it'll keep your blood pressure up if you're bleeding out. Stu, the Red Cross has to be paid off and in on it. I'm sorry. They have no safety program, and they have no program. They're just giving these units of blood wherever they get them.
They know.
Of course they know.
They know, absolutely. And so the question now that we have to start asking these MDs that are refusing to use vaxxed blood is why? What's wrong with vaxxed blood? Maybe we could talk to Dr. Zandre Bafa about that, because she is a blood doctor expert in the field of blood and microscopy, and she has now found these peptides and proteins and snake venom inside of these. Imagine my surprise. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Go ahead. I got a minute.
I was just going to say, Stu, I know we have to run, but pray for her, because she has been notified by her state authorities. She's been harassed. She's gotten death threats, and she had the courage after all of that, being on your show several times, she had the courage to come forward and say, I think I've made these connections with Dr. Artis.
You know, it's so ironic that you say that. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Because you know what? There are doctors that are not coming forward, some by their own admission. Dr. Robert Malone was on this program just yesterday and said that he can't tell you the whole truth. He said he had to select his words carefully. He said that he couldn't tell everything that he knows for fear of losing his license, for fear of being taken out. You understand, that opens a very urgent conversation that needs to be had in this country right now, a potential constitutional crisis. Somebody who knows things that wants to save people cannot say the things because those who hold his license are threatening him. Who is it that's threatening Dr. Robert Malone and others? This could potentially be a constitutional crisis. The conversation needs to be had right now. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com. Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. Livefreenow.org today.
Nita Shannon's father never had COVID. Sadly, what he did have is what the killer media and murderous medical mafia are referring to as a safe and effective vaccine. Nita says that after one shot, her father seemed to be doing just fine. But after the second shot, he got shingles and had an ache in his arm that simply never went away. He developed a blood clot in his shoulder. Not only that, but strangely, the arm where he got the shot was cold always, no matter how the rest of his body felt. Nita says that the symptoms weren't limited to her father either. She says that the day after her dad's second shot, she had the worst menstrual cycle of her life, an effect that she believes was related to vaccine shedding by her father. But despite all of this, her father wasn't worried. So without her knowledge, he went and got a booster shot as well. The day before the booster, Nita says that her dad was active, doing just fine, helped a neighbor move some lumber. He was enjoying his horse training hobby. But the morning after that booster, his neighbors noticed that he hadn't come outside. They went to check on him, but nobody answered. Nita's father was found dead in his home with micro blood clots all over his brain. The medical examiner was forced to admit that, yes, he died because of this bioweapon shot. Courageously and bravely, Nita wants to come forward and warn the rest of the world about what's really going on, and she joins us now. Nita, thank you for being here. I'm so tremendously sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Stu.
So doctors were forced to admit that the shot killed your dad?
Yes. It took 4 months for them to get the autopsy back to us because they checked every organ of his body. And the autopsy came back that it was the vaccine.
Take us through the story.
So my dad, he had said he would never take that vaccine again after the second shot because of the pain that he went through. And, but he's a very social man. He wanted to be out in the world visiting with his friends. He wanted to go to the Philippines, and his pharmacy convinced him that he needed to get the booster. So he got the booster. He didn't tell me, and 2 days later, he was dead.
After his second shot, when he started to have these reactions, did you have conversations with your dad about the shot and the dangers that you knew about?
Oh, we talked about it before he even took the shot initially, but he lived in California. It's very strict there. Everyone else was getting it and they were saying they were fine. So he took it. And then when he took the second one, he wasn't fine. And when he came here to visit me, I ended up with a rash all over my chin, my neck that itched for about 3 weeks. It was really bad.
And you're convinced that was because he was shedding.
Mm-hmm. I talked to my doctor about it and she said that it sounded like it was shedding to her.
So your doctor admitted that this was being transmitted somehow, whatever this is being transmitted from one person, your father, to another person, you. A doctor actually admitted that. You have an honest doctor. That's incredible.
My doctor is a naturopath.
And then 4 months after when the autopsy results come back, what did the doctors say about your dad's death?
I didn't speak to the doctor. I only spoke to the coroner. The coroner actually called me to let me know before she sent me the autopsy back to let me know she was very sorry to tell me that the shot is the reason that my dad died. It caused blood clots in his brain.
Yeah, it's just so hard to sit here and listen to your story because we've been over here screaming about this for a year. And what's even more frustrating is that we have doctors that are afraid to speak out, people who have information and know about this. Just yesterday on this program, we interviewed an mRNA inventor, Dr. Robert Malone, who said, I can't tell you everything that I want to tell you because they'll take my license. I told him that I was frustrated about that and I thought that it was cowardly for people to not come forward. People are out here dying like your father. If you were to talk to these doctors or these scientists that know things and they're not coming forward and saying anything, what would you say to them now?
Be bold. Just do it. They're killing us. And they know they're killing us. If people don't speak out, if people don't be bold, more people are going to die.
I agree. What was your dad's physical condition like before he ever got any of these shots?
He wore me out. My dad was very active. He worked at the racetrack. He was a retired trainer, so he worked at the racetrack in the test barn or wherever they wanted him to be. He didn't have to work, but he did. And when all his friends would say he was exhausting because he had so much energy all the time. He was very healthy for his age.
So the people around him and his environment in California are directly responsible for him feeling like he had to go and take this shot. Have you thought about the bigger picture of all of this? I mean, now that it's hit close to home, what are you thinking? How are you looking at this differently than you were before you suffered this tremendous loss of your father?
Well, I always didn't trust the vaccine, the shot. my husband and I, our family, we have not taken it. We've all been fine. I had the medical to not wear a mask, so I didn't have to wear a mask at work. Everyone around me got sick. I didn't get sick. I didn't get sick until the Omicron came out, and then it was very mild. 5 days, you know, just like a little bit of a flu. I took my zinc, my vitamin C, my D. I took ivermectin that you couldn't get here. I had to send for it. I got it months before and from India, but.
These are not alternative treatments. These are the proper treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the media has, yeah, but pharmacists have been propagandized into not any longer prescribing it and actually have been threatened to lose their licenses. So these entities that hold the licenses of these doctors and of these pharmacists are now a direct danger, a threat to the people, because they're holding these licenses hostages through these threats, the inflation of bribery and blackmail against these pharmacists and doctors who may be seeing what's happening, but are being compelled to continue these death protocols for fear of their own neck, what they might lose. And so shame on them. Absolutely, shame on these people. They're cowards, the ones that see it. But really, we have to now focus on how to remedy this situation and understand the real threat that we have here is the entities that hold the license, the ones that are doing the blackmailing and the coercion on these doctors and these coroners who are not coming forward and admitting it, as Dr. Jane Ruby said on this show earlier. It's really a scary situation that we're in right now.
I was actually shocked that the coroner told me the truth. I was sure they were going to hide it.
I'm shocked
and
as well.
For her to call, she was the coroner that actually went in there and took his body out of his house. And I could tell she was full of compassion. She didn't want to tell me, you know, what happened to him. But I was grateful that she told me the truth.
Yeah. It's really hard to hear these stories firsthand. And I commend your bravery. I mean, it takes a lot of strength to come forward and say some stuff like this, but you're just trying to do what you're called to do, which is potentially your story saves a dozen people, one person, a million people, who knows? We're going to be praying for you, Nita Shannon. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Well, on the surface, we've had some really great victories for liberty over the past few months. The airline mask mandate is dead thanks to a Trump-appointed judge. The deep state's attempt to railroad defendants of the bogus Gretchen Whitmer FBI setup kidnapping plot failed. They didn't get a single guilty verdict. We also recently got our first full acquittal for a January 6th defendant. But don't be mistaken or complacent. The January 6th gulag still exists, and it still has political prisoners, POWs, in it. Jacob Lang is one of those prisoners currently held in a jail in Alexandria, Virginia. He keeps being moved around and subjected to new rules and restrictions and torture. Right now, he's in solitary confinement for 22 hours a day. He still isn't convicted of any crime. But yet, he's still being treated like a convicted member of Al-Qaeda. Actually, scratch that. If he were with Al-Qaeda, Democrats would be fighting to release him. Fortunately, Lang still has supporters, and another protest for the rights of the DC Gulag prisoners is being organized at this very moment. Lang is now calling us live from his political prison to tell us more about it. We appreciate you being here, Jacob. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Stu. God bless you guys.
I told you off the air, but I'm going to tell you again because I want everybody to know, and I hope that they will join me. As for the Peters family, myself and my kids under this roof at this home, we are praying for you by name. So God is with you. I know that. There is a protest that's being scheduled. Tell us about it.
Yes, so we did a protest outside the federal D.C. District Courthouse at one of my last hearings on February 23rd. We had an awesome showing. Like about 100 people came through, signs, and, you know, release the political prisoners, you know, freedom and liberty for Jan Sixers. And it was a great showing. So we're organizing another one on Cinco de Mayo. People, this time they're actually going to be allowed in the courtroom outside the federal D.C. District Courthouse. And we got people coming by, you know, just showing support. It's so important that we posture strong in these situations because the federal government's trying to railroad us. They don't want anybody to have any support. They want the media narrative and the lies that we're domestic terrorists to just echo through the country. And they want to just condemn us and torture us without anybody standing up and speaking up. And we will not let that happen.
The federal government is not the only group of people that's trying to railroad you. As you mentioned, the media is trying to railroad you. Other podcasts and show hosts, elected representatives, former elected politicians, completely silent about all of this. I mean, how does it make you feel knowing that virtually nobody, with the exception of us and maybe one or two other programs, is actually even mentioning you by name? I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, we know who the true American patriots are and our allies. I've received thousands of letters from American patriots across the country showing their fidelity, their support, their love for the January 6th political prisoners and for our cause and what we stood up for that day, for free and fair elections, for constitutional rights, for American principles. And so there are millions, the silent majority of people that support the January 6th. Don't ever forget that. I never forget that. And so it's time for them to not be so silent anymore, to stand up, to get involved, go to your local town board meetings, your school board meetings, your election board meetings, all these different places, and start standing up saying, we have a huge problem in this country. There are conservative political activists who were assaulted by the Capitol Police that day that are being tortured in jail and not being given bond and not being given fair plea deals and not being given any kind of trial date set. I've been locked up for 16 months, Stu. My trial has been set up for next January, 2023. You know, this is ridiculous. They're offering me a 108-month plea deal and making me wait 2 years to even go to trial. I mean, they're front-loading my sentence. They're making me serve 2 years in prison before I even get a chance to have any kind of fair and speedy trial. It is the most egregious overstepping of federal power, and I can't stand it anymore. I'm speaking up. Every platform I can get, I'm speaking up. I'm very thankful for your platform, Stu.
Federal power is something you said. And we're trying to make it really clear that the Fed doesn't have the power unless we direct them to do something, and they will obey. They will obey or they will be removed. You said that 100 people showed up in the courtroom. That's great. That's great. But that's not enough. That's 100 people. There should be thousands and thousands of people that are outside this next one. It is Cinco de Mayo. For those of you who are not proficient with your Espanol, your Spanish, that's the 5th of May. I will be in Idaho, so I won't be able to make it there. But where specifically is this? Where should I direct people to go? And also, by the way, I'll put a link up so everybody can get this later. If you don't have a chance to write it down, don't crash your car trying to write this down. But where is it going to be, Jacob?
Yeah, it's go to j6truth.org. You'll get the details of it there. It's at the Federal D.C. District Courthouse. We have the address on j6truth.org. We got videos on there. Showing police brutality, kind of all these things that the media doesn't want you to see. We have an amazing, amazing documentary, 45 minutes of never-before-seen footage coming out within the next week or two on j6truth.org. So go on there, sign up for our email listing, get the directions for the protest this May 5th, and come show support. Donate to all the Jan Sixers you support. I mean, we have the truckers, they raised $10 million. The truckers weren't out there on January 6th fighting for freedom and standing, you know, united for liberty and being locked in jail for 16 months. We should be able to be raising millions of dollars, each individual Jan 6 political prisoner. So open up your hearts, open up your wallets to defend the January 6th. We need private attorneys. There are many men that I still know in families that have these ridiculous liberal court-appointed attorneys that are telling them things like, you were there that day to steal our vote. How can they expect to raise any kind of defense with these, I mean, horrible swamp liberals that are D.C. liberal attorneys that are coming to basically make a plea deal for 9 years for their clients and then walk away like they did something right? We need real, powerful conservative attorneys and money behind us to defeat this, I mean, horrible tyrannical regime that's trying to destroy our lives.
You know, you just said something about attorneys showing up to represent the government against you. You understand, these attorneys work for us. These attorneys represent we, the people. And they're there railroading you. This is why I'm going to put a notice up right now that we're going to ask our government, our elected representatives, who exactly is it that these attorneys work for that you hire on our dime? Do they work for you or do they work for we, the people? You've been on this platform before. We're always happy to hear from you, but we're getting thousands and thousands of new followers every single day. People are coming to the Stu Peters Show, virtually the only program with balls willing to tell the truth. So maybe some people have not heard what the conditions are like. What have you experienced being held as a POW, a political prisoner, since you've been locked up for the last 16 months? And by the way, without being convicted of a crime.
I have experienced, I mean, the worst of the worst, solitary confinement for, I mean, 9 months before being able to be in population, being held away from my family, can't see them for 16 months. I haven't been able to hug my mom or my dad in 16 months. I can't get a visitation, Stu. I mean, what country am I in? I feel like I'm being held like 3,000 miles away in like some like, you know, North Korean like political dissident prison camp. I was singing the national anthem when we were being marched through the hallways in some POW-style single-file line, being screamed at with our mattresses in our hand, and they punched me in the ribs, and they threw me up against the wall. I mean, these are the people that they're hiring, you know, these ridiculous liberal, people that come in and they just get off on torturing the January 6th political prisoners. And this is the environment we live in, where we're being pepper sprayed, being beaten for singing the national anthem, being tortured with, you know, months on end of solitary confinement, no haircuts, no shaving. I mean, at one point I looked like a wildebeest until they moved me up to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, where there was a little bit more freedom there as far as COVID restrictions, and I could actually get a pair of clippers and cut my hair. I mean, this is the kind of stuff in D.C. Gulag. The D.C. Gulag is a horrible facility filled with people that hate conservatives and hate red-blooded American good men. And they showed it to us every day by beating us and pepper spraying us and absolutely abusing us.
Hey, I only have about a minute left here, but I got to ask you. Do you think that these people organically are Americans that were prison guards elsewhere and then reassigned to this gulag? Or do you feel like that these are activists that were intentionally imported to inflict this torture and this rape and this environment that's in this disgusting facility that, by the way, was shut down and condemned until conveniently just months before January 6th, almost as if the whole thing was planned? But who are these people in that prison?
I think Nancy Pelosi has pulled off a cabal of federal prosecutors, federal judges, and prison guards, and everybody that is involved in our case, FBI agents. They're all show fidelity to the tyrannical regime that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are running right now. So they're all against free and fair elections, free and fair American principles. They want to destroy the foundation of this country. They are eroding it. And from the bottom to the top, from the prison guard up to Pelosi herself, it is a swamp. And
well, I have a message.
And we need to clear house in the midterm elections. Please,
I've got a message for them, Jacob.
The voting booth, please, people.
We hear you. We hear you loud and clear. And they will hear us loud and clear. Have you heard that before? We have a message for these people. These demonic, Satan-worshipping freaks will be defeated and crushed. God already wins. You know that. J6truth.org. Go there right now to get information on where you can be, how you can protest, how you can show your support for these people, donate money for these people so that they can defend themselves against the lawyers and the cabal that is supposedly here to represent us. It's completely disgusting. That was Jacob Lane calling live from his political prison in Virginia. We appreciate it. Pray for him also as well. More of the Stu Peters Show returns in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Oh, Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Remember to go to j6truth.org and get all the information about the May 5th protest. And you better be there, all right? You better be there. Also, go to stupeters.com for all of the notices and any other information on Remedy, how we can take our country back. And don't forget that this program is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until Monday, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, but they've dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,